When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We are on the radio from 1 to 4 after 4 o'clock on the iHeart app podcast. Same show. It's called John and Ken on Demand. So everything.
Yeah, we shrink down really tiny. We get in the app.
Yes. And
where you'll find us.
Everything you miss, you can hear after 4 o'clock.
We are actually digitized, both of us.
I've already been digitized. I haven't existed.
I got a name for you.
What?
Start the show. You ready for this?
What?
There's a point. Kenneth Juster. Have you ever heard of Kenneth Juster?
No.
All right, I'll try again. Richard Verma. Have you ever heard of Richard Verma?
No.
These are the last two ambassadors to India. Get my point? In fact, I'm looking at this list. Kenneth Juster was Trump's. I guess he got confirmed because he served from November of 2017 all the way until Trump went out of office, January 20, 2021. Since then, it's been a series of temps. Interims, Donald Heflin, Daniel Bennett Smith, Atul Kashyap, Patricia Lacina, A. Elizabeth Jones. And now, today, and this is where it all leads, Eric Garcetti. The title here is, I thought it was a joke, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary.
What?
That's the title.
That's the title he has?
Well, Kenneth Juster got it too, but the other people are just charge d'affaires. They're like the interim foreign service officers who are considered the chargé or charge d'affaires. Oh, I see. The men are charge and the women are chargé. See the French? They differentiate by gender. Yeah, yes. Well, so that is it. That's the title, Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know you're dumbfounded. My favorite thing.
I know you're dumbfounded. Oh, I thought I hit you with that. Something else I looked up.
We don't have to address him as Your Excellency or anything, do we?
Ambassador Extraordinary.
Or your Royal Highness.
What about this? Did he take a salary cut? What's your guess?
No.
Yes.
He did take a salary
cut. The mayor of Los Angeles is paid, from what I looked up, about $232,000. It says here the ambassador's salaries can vary, but they fall somewhere typically between $156,000 and $222,000.
Well, then he at least got a little bit of a cut.
Biden's going to pay him, but... It looks like he took something of a cut. He was groveling. He wanted something to continue his political career as something. Otherwise, you're wandering around like Tony Villar looking for a think tank.
It's kind of sad.
Anybody got a think tank?
Except they were both so bad at the job, it makes sense that they couldn't find real work afterwards. Because they can't do anything. They don't have
any skills. Let's go back and review this. He thought he was going to be in the Biden cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he thought specifically transportation secretary, but they took that Buttigieg.
The younger, gayer version of Garcetti.
Yes.
No, Garcetti, he was
president.
Garcetti said he was the straighter, older version of Buttigieg.
Older brother of Buttigieg. He's older than Buttigieg. Well, today he was sworn in as ambassador, and it was perfect. Guess who swore him in? Well, I know you know. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris swore him in.
That was perfect. That was a real Mensa meeting.
President Harris.
Did you ever have two people who've accomplished less than Kamala Harris and Eric Garcetti? Two people. Can you think of two public figures that are bigger failures than
What do you think it went like in the assignment office at the White House? Oh, we got that Garcetti swearing in today. Who do we have that really does nothing most of the time that we can spare? Oh, yeah, right, that VP, Sender.
Right. But she's got
they're both Californians. They know each other.
She was reading from a card, too. She was reading a script from a card to swear him in because they wouldn't trust her to speak off the top of her head.
Oh, yeah, I see the card in her hand. Yeah. Is it a different oath than, like, the president? I swear to protect the Constitution and the...
I've never seen an ambassador swearing in. Oh, you want us to play it? Yeah, we got a clip of it.
I, Eric M. Garcetti.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend. The Constitution of the United States. Against all enemies. Foreign and domestic.
I don't know who's kidding.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
To the same.
I
take this obligation freely.
Gotta go to India.
Without any mental reservation. Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties.
This is twice as long as the president's office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God. Congratulations. Mr. Ambassador.
Yeah, and his goof dad was there.
Yeah, Gil.
And mom, they threw in $90,000 hiring lobbyists to try to bully the senators who didn't want to vote for this creep.
Yeah, they got the daughter holding a Hebrew Bible.
Yeah,
because he's got some Jewish in his background. They always want to make the point.
I'm Italian and Jewish and Mexican, and
I'm quite the ethnic blend.
So he was pandering with a Hebrew Bible, huh?
That's what the daughter was holding, a Hebrew Bible.
So who is the kid moaning?
I don't know. His daughter is like 12, 13 years old, so I don't know who that was a child or real, like a toddler. I don't know. Must be somebody else that came in for the swearing in. Harris even brought her husband, the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, is standing there, too. He has nothing else to do.
That is a prime collection of duds, isn't it?
It was referred to as a heavy and historic Hebrew Bible from the Library of Congress. Oh, they wanted to make it just so.
That's very pretentious.
20 months it took him to get the position after Biden nominated him. 20 months.
He shouldn't
have it because he lied.
He may not hold the job as long as it took to get the job.
That's true. You're right, because if Biden is out in 24, January of 25, somebody else is in, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Or somebody else is. He's out. We don't know. It'll be another interim person until they find a real ambassador extraordinaire, as it's called. First time I ever saw that title before.
Yeah. He's extraordinaire. Yeah, that's the one thing you can say.
Oh, man. What a load. All right. There's also stuff about Kamala Harris we'll get into when we come back. Reuters did a story with the quote, you know, inside White House sources that... Biden had a few negative things to say about Kamala Harris. It's about as far as you can push this in this article, because, you know, most of the time, insiders are mum, the media's mum when it comes to a White House collection.
Yeah, and
like
everybody
this.
Gives happy talk quotes.
Exactly.
But, you know, she is so bad. How could he not be frustrated having her? I mean, because he decided not to pick a candidate on merit, pick a politician who's most likely to be a decent president. Instead, he went the diversity route. And he didn't even pick the best person out of the diversity barrel either.
No, and he stuck
because he cornered himself.
Yeah, the quota reasons in the Democrat Party and the ethnic reasons, he stuck with her. We'll get into the details of this when we come back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, we're on our way, of course, Friday to the big 3 o'clock hour. We got everything in place. We have two rounds of the Moist Line to play, and we do have a hack for the dumpster. Someone we have never encountered before and never thrown into the dumpster before. Of course, that would make sense based on the first thing I said. So we will find out who that is coming up in the 3 o'clock hour when we bring all the mob members around the world together. And of course, the French have been back in the news, much to John Cobalt's pleasure, as they fight against the lowering of the pension retirement age in a country they've taken to the streets.
Did you see? They've had maybe 1 million people protesting in the streets.
Well, yeah, it affects anybody that's going to reach retirement age. So
there's something wrong with those French
64
people.
64 is way too late.
Those French guys, they're just screw loose. What do you mean? You're screaming in the streets night after night after night because they're telling you there's no benefits till you're 64?
Yeah, they got to wait for their retirement money. Well, yeah, there's a lot to do in France. What? Drink wine.
No, I'm being serious. Like, what could compel people in such huge numbers to be that angry and violent over something like, 30 years from now, you might have to, it's not even you have to retire. You're not going to get benefits till 64. Yep. I mean, if somebody told me that when I was 30, I'd just stare at him. It's like, I don't care.
Do they get reduced benefits if they retire early?
I don't know.
They can't get anything until they're 64.
I don't know. And the alternative is, the pension system goes bankrupt. So
they always say that. Just print more francs or euros.
Yeah, just print more money because that works well.
That's what we do.
But seriously, why are they so emotionally involved with their retirement age or the what day they get their pension?
Because it's a lifestyle. They've watched their parents and others before them retire younger, so they don't want to give that up.
And do what? What are all these people doing? Just sitting home rotting?
Well, in this country, people play golf and travel.
Playing golf. I can't wait for that. Hit a ball.
You really are anti-retirement.
What?
You are.
Well, because I'm asking. Well,
so
what's
geared up? It's like
what is?
Calm down already.
What is so the what? Payoff? No, I'm trying to understand them. They're
some
the
people
ones
are
upset.
Not so tethered to work that they want to sit in an office for the rest of their lives or a cubicle.
If they have crap jobs, I understand. But
a lot of people do have crap jobs. Yes, can't all have a talk show like you.
Do you understand why they would be that passionate? I don't think most 30-year-olds.
If they had been planning this, yeah, I could see why they're pretty passionate.
Who do you know at age 30?
Although I guess what did it move 2 years though?
Yeah,
was it 62?
62 to 64.
Yeah. I wouldn't make me that crazy. But.
Did you know anybody at 30 who had any concept of what they were doing when they were 60?
I mean, I do.
You do?
I do. She's on KFI from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Shannon Farron. Farron has talked to me numerous times about how nice it will be to live in a retirement community and call up your friends and maybe play golf or tennis or go out to a movie. she'd go on and on. She wants to ride the little golf cart around.
She's already plotting her 60s.
Oh, and this is 10 years ago, so I think she was like 30 then. Oh, yeah. Ask her someday if you see her in the hallway. She'll tell you how much she's had loved the thought of that. And I looked at her because she's a bit younger than me, and I'm like, really? All right. I never get that worked up over it, but it's going to be great.
I don't know anybody. Everybody I knew at 30 hadn't even figured out what they were doing in their 30s.
I don't even know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Well, these people aren't 30 years old that are protesting, are they?
Well, they look young.
No, I haven't looked at all.
Because the people on the upper end, they're grandfathered in. They're not cutting off 61-year-olds from their pension. So it's young people, because only 30-year-olds or 25-year-olds would have the energy to do what they're doing. Do you see, there's a garbage strike going on in France, and they've set fire to all these huge piles of garbage all over the place. So big fires are burning. Mm-hmm. That is the most outrageous, over-the-top reaction to something that's really trivial that I've ever seen.
I'm fired up. You know, Europe really embraces like the 4-day work week and shorter work weeks. They've been like that for years. And of course, everybody, I still think, takes off like all of August. So they have a different work ethic than we do. And they think we're crazy. They think Americans, although you and I see too many slobs here that don't seem to work at all. But it's a different side of the world.
Yeah, I don't think there's much of a work ethic, especially the last
America
3 years.
Going back to its puritanical roots was really about the work ethic.
Well, you had to survive.
The immigrants that came here.
Well, 90% of the people who were already here worked on farms, mostly family farms. So you and everybody else in the family had to work all day and night, or you'd starve, you'd die. And there was nothing else to do anyway, right? There was no electricity, there was no entertainment, and you had to produce food for your family, and then take the extra food and trade it, you know, at the market, in the village.
Yeah.
And then, yes, the people who came, like my mother's immigrants, immigrant parents, the southern Poland was like famine times there. People were pouring out of Italy and Poland and other countries because there literally was no money, no jobs, no food. And that's why they came here.
All right, so now there's a story from Reuters that's getting some attention today. The category or the title is Tethered Together, Biden and Harris Move Towards 2024 Re-Election Run. And the key word there is tethered. Starts right off by saying Harris may not have won over America in her first 2 years of office. There's an understatement. But she's staying put by Biden's side, despite low poll ratings, a failure to win over the Washington establishment, and then the big part of the story, concern among fellow Democrats about an underwhelming start in the job. These are all very charitable ways to put it, aren't they?
Here's the thing. She wasn't qualified to be vice president. She does not have the intelligence. She does not have the political instincts. She can't talk off the top of her head,
and she cannot rouse people or get people enthusiastic without sounding weird.
Look, I don't know anybody who talks like she does out loud.
The circular thing?
Most people are not public speakers. I have never heard anybody talk like that. I am telling you, she's puffing on something.
I have, but it would probably be a teenage girl. And I'm not trying to knock all teenage girls, but sometimes that is the manner. They'll talk circular. At least Harris doesn't do a lot of ums and a lot of okays likes.
And for Women's History Month, the history of women is very historical as we celebrate the history of women in Women's History Month.
Yeah, that's the circular talk.
Okay, I've never heard that before. That's its own thing.
Someone who cannot talk off the top of their head. And instead, one word gets trapped in there, and they just keep repeating it in a fashion like that.
You can't be a president unless you're speaking publicly and communicating with the world. You can't sit there and speak nonsense.
Well, I think Biden does half the time. So.
Well, yeah, but he also should not be president. I mean, the two of them should not be in office, clearly.
As a matter of fact, this story says that Biden has to run because he doesn't think any other Democrat can beat Trump but him. There's an ego trip. He also is underwhelmed by her, too, according to insiders. He doesn't think that she stepped up, risen to the occasion, I guess is the phrase they use.
Well, you know what the story, inside story on her was? Yeah. And this goes back to her days here in California as a senator. She has no ability to immerse herself in the details of a briefing report.
Yeah, it says she doesn't care about details of policy.
Okay, so
and then it says she gets angry later because there's some things that come up and she didn't know, and she's like, "Why didn't you tell me?" Well, we tried to, but you didn't.
Okay, what does that tell you? That tells you somebody who
they said that about Trump too. He didn't want to hear details,
right? And you know what? That's emotionally unbalanced. First of all, to blame people because you have a shortcoming, and there are a lot of ways to absorb information. If you don't have the patience to read, you know, a document, right? Maybe it's written too technically or in a very dense, dull way. You can have somebody explain it to you. You can look at a video. You could listen to audio. You know, there's all kinds of alternate ways just in case you've got dyslexia or something and you can't read very well.
Right.
But the fact that she can't focus enough to read a briefing book, and she also can't seem to focus enough to utter a public sentence. I'm sorry. When you see people like that, you think, okay, there's some kind of brain damage going on here. This is not somebody you want running anything because she doesn't take in information well and process it, and she can't give out information well. Well, so what do you have here? She says silly, foolish things. You do need a minimum amount of intelligence and a minimum amount of speaking skills to be president.
Unfortunately, because of the politics of the party, there is no way he's dropping her. She's black. Well, she's Asian. She's a female.
Okay. And this is why I think this whole woke virus was unleashed in a laboratory by some enemy that wanted to completely undermine America. Because what made America great was we rewarded merit. And we rewarded merit in everything. Your school grades, performance reviews at work, athletics, based on your statistics. It was a merit-based society. And the best people got the best positions. There have been some egregious exceptions, of course, in history. But for the most part, that was the culture. And then, not too long ago, merit was completely undermined. And we went to all kinds of woke systems. Based on what kind of body part you have between in your legs and what you do with the body part, right?
Right.
Well, what are you going to get? When you throw merit out the door, what do you get?
It's going to be random.
You're going to get random.
You're going to get random. You get some people are just as good as if it was merit, and you're going to get some that are complete duds.
Right, right. But you can't run a business that way. You can't run a country that way. Because it's not just getting the best.
But you have equity.
Equity doesn't pay the bills. Equity doesn't guide a nation through a crisis.
It's more about profits and success. It's about equity. All right, we got to take a break. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
That is what's going to destroy us.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
After 4 o'clock, you could hear the show as a podcast, John and Ken on demand on the iHeart app.
There you go. Lots of John and Ken today, including some of the listeners. The Moist Line will be here in the 3 o'clock hour, along with a hack to throw into the dumpster. We'll be talking about the firing squad. It's a great show. All right. Right now, though, we turn our attention to another nutty bill in Sacramento, which ties into a story we're going to play. In fact, I think we're going to play the news story first. It is a police chase that got pretty rowdy when it turns out, John, it's a woman. And we have audio from NBC4 helicopter reporter Elena Moreno. This started in Ventura County and ended up in Sherman Oaks. They eventually had to throw down the old spike strip. And even then, they couldn't get this woman to comply. So the reason we're going to play the story and talk about the story is they used the good old canine to race in there. And, well, depending on whose version you believe, it either ripped her sweater or her pants off. I got two. Let's play Channel 4.
This was a very lengthy chase out of Ventura County. It started in Moore Park after Ventura County Sheriff's deputies spotted what they believed to be a stolen car that had been taken from Camarillo. They gave chase of that vehicle, that blue Subaru. A woman was behind the wheel, and she led officers on that chase on the southbound 101. It wasn't a very fast chase, which gave CHP officers the opportunity to set out a spike strip, and she eventually ran over that spike strip, with actually deflated the front tire on the driver's side. She continued on, though, but eventually the vehicle started smoking, and after it started smoking was when we realized that that tire completely just fell off the vehicle. That eventually forced the driver to pull over on the Woodman exit of the southbound 101 freeway, where CHP officers saw their opportunity to pit the vehicle, and eventually that disabled the car. But the woman stayed in the vehicle for a few minutes before she exited. But even after she exited, she still wasn't complying, which forced the officers to send in the police dog. Eventually, the police dog took down that woman, and CHP officers were able to move in for the arrest. Now, she did suffer a dog bite, so for that reason, the LA City Fire Department is now on scene tending to her injuries.
Now, Channel 4 says it ripped her pants off. Mm-hmm. Channel 5 says it got her sweater off. I don't know if it was
maybe
both.
Maybe got both, yeah.
Maybe. Deborah Mark, what do you think of police dogs? You don't like this?
Well, I actually saw that video, and
I just mean in general.
What do you think? Was it
the use of the canine?
I feel bad for the dogs. I feel bad for the dogs.
Okay.
You feel bad for the dogs.
I do, because
they're doing a service.
I understand that, but I don't like when they go through windows and they have to do certain things that are very dangerous. In this case,
they're
was
excited.
Pretty benign.
They're
I know they're trained for that, but you know what? They didn't ask to be a police dog. I'm okay with when they don't get
they
hurt.
They didn't ask.
Well, they didn't.
Well, you know, we now have to interview every dog. What job would you like? I don't want to have a job. I want to nap.
Run off. Then
there
they
are times when those dogs, they've died. They've been killed.
They're like police.
It's pretty rare, though.
But it's like police officers and firemen.
I know, but I don't like when they get, like I said, if they're going to go through a window and they get scratched up because of the glass, I feel bad. In this case, I saw it, and it was pretty benign. I saw the dog just biting the woman.
Do you ever look at the other side of this, though? You ever see police dogs? Sometimes they're very proud of the work they do. I know you believe that dogs actually have feelings and emotions. Well, I'm trying to appeal to that, because I have seen, and there are ceremonies to retire them, and they look really happy and alert. And
they're just
they love
happy
the job.
With the attention they're getting.
That's right. But also the focus gives them, like John was just talking about the French retiring, the focus of the job does give them something to do that makes them feel really wanted and important.
Let's just say I'm not as upset about police dogs as I am about other situations where we talk about animals, but I do feel bad when they're killed and when they go in dangerous situations.
Okay. It's pretty rare, though, Deborah. It is pretty rare when a police dog is killed. It happens. I'm not saying it doesn't, but in all the times they're used.
I know.
It's pretty rare.
I so like the it reason- when they rip a big chunk of flesh.
Well, she got
guy.
Bit, apparently.
Yeah, that's good. When was the last time we
sometimes
had
sometimes the criminals well, sue for that.
When was the last time we had a woman, though, on a police chase?
It's been a
I
while.
I can't remember
and
that
one that would not give
while.
Up like this.
Yeah.
I mean, even half the guys lay down and surrender. This woman is like, nope.
I don't remember a woman getting the police dog treatment.
So the police dogs are also in the news because the California Assembly Public Safety Committee has approved a bill that would ban them. So what you just heard. Right there, if this bill passes, cannot happen again. They could not be used for arrests, apprehensions, and crowd control. And the reason is, it's racist. I'll pause because I know that sounds absurd, but that's the reason behind the bill.
Well, they're using this racism charge to dismantle everything in the justice system. Because black men, few black women, but mostly black men disproportionately get arrested. So you can use racism as the excuse to tear apart everything in the justice system. Instead of looking at it accurately that, no, that just happens to be whoever committed the crime, regardless of the color of their skin.
Well, they're even going back further, claiming that they were first used as slave catchers.
Things that happened 170 years ago have no bearing on what happens today.
A violent carryover from America's dark past.
Yeah, that's just overheated rhetoric.
And then in the 60s, they were used to quell the civil rights movement, is the claim.
Well, you could never, ever enforce the law again if you are going to go through human history and point out every time there was an excessive police response.
Oh, yeah. If everything that was used during the civil, during the slavery days is banned, right?
You can't argue this on their level because their purpose is to dismantle the entire system. And the excuse they use is historical racism. But that's really not what upsets them. They weren't here for that. What they're upset about is that we have a justice system. We have a police force. They want it dismantled.
They want to remove another tool that we use to catch people.
This is right? like getting rid of merit in society. It's about dismantling an illegitimate nation. And they're going after, it's a many-pronged attack. Part of it is undermining our university system. Part of it's undermining our political system, our media system, our corporations now have gone woke. And so now the infection is spread anywhere. And you have to get rid of... I mean, there are abolish the police groups, obviously. There's abolish the prison groups. There's abolish ICE groups. They are about bulldozing everything, but they need a hook. They need an argument that they think are going to resonate with some people. So it's the all-purpose racism hook.
Yeah.
Look. I the suspects are the perpetrators, regardless of the color of skin.
Do you think they'll object if they switch to like a robot dog, which they've been discussing?
No, they were going
to
ban robot dogs a few weeks ago here in L.A.
No, they weren't going to ban them. They were going to talk about bringing them in.
No. There was some kind of they were going to restrict them.
Yeah, but I thought the discussion was because San Francisco's doing this, too. They're thinking about bringing in robots that have explosives and then robot dogs. And I thought that was the
Well, there was a group against that, the robots. And it's the same thing. They're claiming racism. Like the robots would know what color. I mean, the whole color of skin thing, again, is a distraction. It leads you down a bad path because everybody's scared of being called racist and everybody's uncomfortable with talking about it out loud. So that's why you change the dynamic to, okay, did they commit the crime or not?
Right.
All right. And if it turns out that more blacks than whites or more whites than blacks, that's completely irrelevant because skin color does not determine that you're going to commit a crime.
Well, what's important is it's another first. California would apparently be the first state to adopt this type of restriction on police dog use. They could still be used for search and rescue and other operations, but not for arrests, apprehensions, or crowd control.
It's the other thing we're always talking about. It's incremental. By itself, it doesn't sound like the biggest deal in the world. But on top of everything else, like I think they passed a bill restricting when police could use deadly force a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, just they did.
Every few months, they take away another weapon from the police.
Because they exaggerate all the encounters that go wrong. They make it sound like this is an everyday occurrence where police are out there beating the public up for no reason.
And they do that on purpose. They exaggerate on purpose because the media amplifies the exaggerations, and it's another step toward destroying our way of life, our system of government, our system of justice. That's what they are doing now, right in front of our eyes, little by little, every day. And only if you look back on what life was like even 5 years ago, certainly 10 years ago, you can see how much damage they've done. And one of the, and this is a genius trick of theirs, is they just do this a little at a time.
And now, let me go to the dog lady. Is it okay if we use the dogs for like rescue operations?
Yeah. I mean, I'm
like when
I'm
they
okay
search in the
that.
Rubble after an earthquake
yes,
for you?
Yes, yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So I want to make sure that they can do something that's.
It depends who they're rescuing.
What does that mean?
Some people I would want to sacrifice a dog.
Oh,
well,
wouldn't
yeah.
Want them to,
yes, that goes without saying.
Yeah, right.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI. I couldn't figure that out.
If I was the ruler, that would be the criteria. Is it somebody I like or not?
They all come to you first with the list. Right. Johnny Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI, AM 640.
Well, we're officially on verdict watch, John. Just a little while ago, the jury got the case of Mark Ridley Thomas. This, of course, is the Los Angeles City Council member who was suspended, but when he was on the Board of Supervisors, the feds got him, accusing him of handing over some contracts to USC School of Social Work in return for a whole bunch of stuff for his dud son, Sebastian Ridley Thomas. And I like the way the prosecutor kind of finished up today by saying, the only question for you, referring to the jury, was the defendant doing these things for Marilyn Flynn so that she would do things for him? And the next question is, do you think he knew that? That does kind of simplify it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
19 counts. 19 counts against Ridley Thomas. But, you know, John and I know what juries are about, and man, just takes one person to say, I'm not buying this.
Well, because juries are largely made up. I mean, my friend was just on a call to jury duty recently, and one day he had to show up, and he was sitting, and I said, so what was the makeup of the jurors or potential jurors? And he said, either really old or government workers. Well, what does that tell you?
How does he know they're government workers?
Because he heard them talking.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they do get more leave time for jury duty. Because it's another government branch, government workers. They're more generous in giving people. And they believe it's a good civic duty. And, whereas private companies are like, no, you're not taking time off the stand. No, what if they call you and you're gone for months?
They don't think it's a good civic duty.
Don't even show up.
It's government workers are the laziest workers in our whole society.
No, but I mean their bosses and whoever runs the department and the agency says, well, yeah, we'll participate because we're all government.
I wonder if that's a union benefit that they ask for.
Oh, maybe it could be. I don't know.
But they don't, you know, this is a crowd that doesn't want to work, and now they can get, you know, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks off. You know, it's the same crowd that was striking in the streets all week. They don't want to work.
This is a federal jury, so it might be a little better, pick of people. I think your friend probably just went for the county, right?
No, you get, well, it's whatever comes in the mail. You can get federal.
Yeah,
but you
can tell whether it's federal or county.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, they all use the same lists.
No.
You know, it's everybody with a driver's license.
No, I know.
So, what I'm saying is you don't show up if you have a real job because you can't, you know, so you just either dodge the summons. Or you make up a whole bunch of lies and excuses.
Well, I went there last time and I sat. It was 5 years ago. I sat there for the day.
For the day?
Yeah.
But if they told you were going to be on for 6 weeks.
I'd make something up.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Guilty.
Yeah.
If it's Mark Ridley Thomas, he's double guilty.
That's the all purpose.
Although, wouldn't I want to be on that jury for Mark Ridley Thomas, you see? Yeah. But you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that. They just got the case. I doubt they'll have a verdict today, but who knows? Now we want to talk about, this story is remarkable. A man who has become well-known at the Fresno County Jail was arrested 10 times in 31 days. And this picture, or rather the series of pictures from Fox 26 News up in the Central Valley, shows all of the mugshots of him. beginning on February 19th, the first arrest, where it almost looks like he grew hair because the picture on March 12th looks like he has a little more hair. Mm-hmm. But did you see all the pictures?
Yeah, I did. I did. It's quite a display.
38-year-old Keith Chastain has been booked into Fresno County Jail 10 times in the last 31 days. Well, he's not a murderer, but it appears he's a car thief. Charges include stealing 6 vehicles, DUI, vandalism, fraud, possession of a controlled substance, and apparently the list goes on.
Why are
18 felonies and 15 misdemeanors.
Well, why are they bothering to arrest him if you're not going to put him away? Like, what is the point of this? If you've decided you're no longer jailing people, you're no longer...
But that's a good trick because the person whose car got stolen, oh, we arrested him. We got him. And then if they don't follow up, they don't know he got out like an hour later. Would you make them feel good, right? I don't know.
Listen to this quote by the Corporal Meredith Alexander, Clovis Police Department. I don't know what is happening in his life to cause him to steal so many people's vehicles and property. It's sad. I hope he gets some help. I mean, this is a corporal in the police department talking like this.
Very sympathetic person. This is Clovis, yeah. I don't think a lot goes on in Clovis, so they're not too alarmed by it.
There is no help for somebody who is compulsively stealing cars. Usually you steal the cars and, you break off some of the parts and sell them. You fence the parts.
But what's the real point here? There's no consequences. He'll just keep doing it. You're going to release him in an hour or a day. He'll just keep stealing cars. And then maybe what's weird about this is he keeps getting caught. I mean, he's pretty bad. A lot of criminals don't get caught.
And then she says, however long he stays in jail is out of our hands, but we will arrest him every day if we have to. Well, and says if the public sees something, they should say something. If people don't call, we don't know. What's the point of us calling in? You're telling us he's going to get let out of jail right away. Well, why are we going to bother here? Here, take the car. Go ahead. What does it
matter?
They're
saying that because none of these crimes are considered violent, they just keep releasing him because he's considered a low-level nonviolent offender. Well, we're back to that again.
That's a ridiculous standard. It used to be called Grand Theft Auto. And used to go to prison.
He is charged with felonies, yeah.
Yeah, right. But charged with felonies, is he going to get prosecuted for felonies? Is he going to get convicted of felonies? And then is he going to stay in prison for the felonies? There's like 4 steps here.
The only thing I also don't know, he's 38, 10 times in 31 days. All right, what happened the rest of his life? How many times he's been arrested before?
Hundreds.
Probably.
He's stolen.
He's just on a streak right now.
He's stolen hundreds of times. And there's clearly something wrong with him if he's 38 years old and doing this. And you have to give up on him. You have to give up on him. He's not a useful human being. There's no purpose having him in society.
The other question I have is, don't they have any decent anti-theft devices with these cars up in Clovis? And it seems pretty easy for this guy to steal that many cars in a short period of time.
I mean, how do you even start modern cars?
Like an EV or a...
No, well, I mean, because...
Or even a push button ignition?
Well, because it used to be you could hotwire a car. Right.
Yeah.
But everything's run with computers now and has for decades.
That a guy like this has figured that out? Like, look at him. It looks like a mutant. He's got these ears sticking out,
yeah,
a bad beard.
No,
definitely looks like an addict.
He's dinged. There's something wrong there. So has he, unless, are people leaving their keys in their cars to that extent?
Every once in a while, I do see that. I see somebody's car parked in front of a store and the car's running and there's nobody in it. I've seen it. People just think, oh, I'm only going in for a day, 20 seconds.
I guess he's got all day to find that one.
Yeah,
I guess
walk around and wait for that.
You walk around long enough every day, you're going to find one car running.
I don't think he has a lot to do. All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.